Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're back with the Morning Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartels. I'd like to hear from you. If you want to be part of our conversation, please call the numbers we usually advertise, and we'll be very, very glad to hear from you. Numbers to call: 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. And we have a line for our female listeners who might find it difficult to call. That main line, that number being 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. This morning we have a guest on the program as we look at the effects on the ban. The effect on the ban of some particular items, including sachet alcohol, on businesses and investment. This government policies meant to protect Nigerians. Our guest this morning is the Director General and Chief Executive of the Nigeria Employers Consultative Association. He is Mr. Wale Smart Oyerinde. He's a socioeconomic and labor affairs analyst, a globally trained business membership organization expert. He has about 20 years experience in industrial and human resources, business development, stakeholders management, and key areas of employers federation and business membership organization management. Mr. Wale Smart Oyerinde is a member of International Organization for Employers Industrial Relations Technical Working Group, and he is a council member of the National Labor Advisory Council. He holds a bachelor's and master's degree in industrial relations and personnel management from the University of Lagos. He's an alumnus of the International Training Center of the International Labor Organization. It's a pleasure to have him join us this morning. Mr. Wale Smart Oyerinde, good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right. And of course, for those of you listening, apart from calling the main lines early advertised, you can also reach us via a WhatsApp number, send a short message. You can send a voice note of 1 minute or less. You can also call that WhatsApp number, 0809597-5805. 0809597-5805. And you can also reach us via Twitter or X at Nigerian Info FM on Facebook. Search for Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. Our conversation is on the effect of government policies on business and investment. The conversation is stemming from the recently announced federal government plan to enforce a ban on alcoholic beverages produced in sachets or PET bottles of no less than 200 millimeters. Last Monday, February 5, during a press conference in Abuja, the federal government of Nigeria, through the National Agency for Food, Drug, Administration and Control, NAFDAC, said it was beginning an enforcement of a ban on the importation, manufacture, distribution and sale, as well as use of alcoholic beverages that are sold in sachets, PET or glass bottles of 200 millimeters and below. We want to know what the business community thinks, and we'll ask our guests that question. But we also would like to hear from you, if you're listening this morning. Sir, what's your view and your take on this particular ban as an association?
Well, it's a complex issue.
Yeah.
And our view is you can situate the whole issue from three contexts. The context, the economic context, the health context, the safety context, and also from a moral perspective. Now, NAFTA came up and announced the ban on the sachet, the alcohol, of different categories of alcohol in different sizes. And our view, our basic view, is that the reasons adduced by NAFDAC is not tenable. the reasons adduced for the clampdown and the and what we call economic sabotage is unacceptable to us. Now, from the economic perspective, let me start from the economic perspective.
All right.
That industry is one of the biggest employers with billions of investment. And over time, for you to change from a business model to the other, from the big bottle, or whether an alcohol drink or a normal beverage, non-alcoholic beverages, for you to change the model of production from the big bottle to a sachet or a smaller can, it involves a reinvestment of billions and billions of naira in machinery, in training of staff, and in also in other soft areas of the business, other soft areas in the value chain. Now, the businesses have invested billions of naira to start producing that. After a government policy gave them the go-ahead to produce that. Now, few years later, you come up just one morning, one day, and you say you are banning the production of such, putting the investment, the billions of naira investment of operators in that industry, putting it in jeopardy, and putting the jobs, the livelihood of over 500,000 people in that sector and that the value chain of that sector, because we can only see those businesses. Now, there are other businesses that are supplying those businesses inputs. Some people are producing the PET bottles. Some other businesses are producing the sachet. Some other businesses are in the sales and marketing value chain. So you are putting that whole business in jeopardy because you said you are trying to protect Nigerians. Now, you know, that to us is questionable. You are trying to protect Nigerians. You know, I thought, you know, and realistically, that we have agencies of government, we have the Ministry of Health, we have the Ministry of Environment that has the responsibility of playing certain roles. Right. So NAFDAC taking upon itself the moral compass of the nation, it's quite questionable. So the way it is done in cigarettes, where there are strict regulation, we have said put up strict regulations. Where in the cigarette industry, there is also provision for you to explicitly communicate the risk of smoking cigarettes, and that will put more stringent regulation to this sector. If you think the sachet alcohol it creates a fundamental health challenge for Nigerians, and those are the issues. And second perspective for us is this. If you ban it here, and that is the second perspective of the economic sabotage that we think the NAFDAC has taken upon itself to perpetrate. If you ban it, you know, Nigeria has thousands of unmanned borders. Not because customs or immigration don't want to man those borders, but we have inflow, entrance in this country that even customs might not be aware. What you will have done by banning it here, instead of regulating it, banning it will make importation, illicit importation, very attractive. And who is going to deal with that? It is better for you to regulate what you can see. Create regulations, policies to regulate the production and sales of that product where you can see and manage it, rather than trying to manage what you cannot control. And that is illicit alcohol, substandard ones, which can create more health challenge, which can create more economic damage to Nigerians. So 500,000 Nigerians going out of work, and that's probably the reaction of the unions. 500 Nigerians going out of work in this economy now, with the way things are, it's going to be a crisis for us. You know, 500 households, 500 fathers or mothers not being able to pay school fees, not being able to pay house rent, not be able to meet their economic needs because an agency, a regulatory agency that should promote investment, have taken upon itself to, right. to destroy the livelihood of others.
Yeah.
Those are basically our position on this matter.
Is it 500 or 500,000?
500,000.
All right. All right. Quite interesting points you've made there. For those who are listening, we want to hear from you. Feel free to call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Our guest this morning is the DG of the Nigerian Employers Consultative Association. He is also the chief executive of that body, Mr. Wallace Smith. You've made some interesting points, Mr. Smith, Mr. Oyerunde, Mr. Wallace Smith, Smart Oyerunde, sorry about that. You've described NAFDAC's move to ban alcoholic beverages sold in sachets and PET and glass bottles of 200 millimeters and below. You've described it as economic sabotage. You've said the reasons NAFDAC has given are untenable. You've also said over 500,000 jobs are at stake in the value chain, both immediate and remote jobs. You've said it'll cost money, loads of cash, for the companies who produce and manufacture these alcoholic beverages to make new models to contain these drinks. And you also said that if this ban holds, it'll lead to smuggling, which poses a danger to the Nigerian economy and also to the health of those who consume these products, because you can vouch for the originality and the safety of those products. Okay, but what are the reasons NAFDAC has given? Some of the reasons NAFDAC has given, which you disagree with include, they want to encourage responsible alcohol consumption. They also want to protect public health. For instance, they're talking about underage drinking. You know, that a lot of children and adolescents have access to the sachets and the small PET bottles because they're easy to buy, you know. The story of a school where the students were buying the sachet alcohol and were drinking. And it may lead to long-term, you know, health issues, social vices, substance abuse, you know, poor academic performance. Now, I've talked about health problems as well. You know, that alcohol abuse has been, you know, linked with major health issues like cancer and all that. Drink driving or drunk driving, which leads to death. You know, talk about road safety, maternal and fetal health. Some mothers who are pregnant are just buying these things and taking. Then environmental concerns: the nylon, the rubber, and the plastics used in these products containing them. Because they are small and easily available, they are in, you know, medium, small sizes. They can easily be thrown away on the street. And you go to a lot of streets, you know, public places, spaces in Lagos, you see them just lying on the floor there. They are non-biodegradable. You know, so these are the reasons. But you say that, are you sure you're not just thinking as a businessman? And you're just, are you business people, sir? Do you consider the health of Nigerians? Because I spoke to someone of the restaurateurs, those who use this styrofoam, you know, and he admitted that they knew, they have known all this while, that thing causes cancer. And so do you consider the public in all you're saying in when you're making a business plan? Maybe you're thinking only about the profit margin. That's what you're thinking about, maybe.
Let me explain this, and it's very important we get this right. Now,
sorry.
For every society, what guides a society and guides its rights to a large extent are regulations. Then you provide for everything, even sugar. You know, sugar, even driving on the road. You know, if you have a very smooth road, like the roads you find in Abuja, or if the roads you find in some other part of this country, every driver have the tendency to want to overspeed because the road is smooth, right? But there are regulations that says if you go beyond 100 kilometers per hour, there are consequences.
Yeah.
And that consequences restrains an average driver from going over 100 kilometers per hour. Now, you find one or two drivers that notwithstanding the regulations, they will go above 100 kilometers per hour, and they bear the consequences. Right. Now, second part is this. Look, you cannot hang the loss of our family values, the key important thing of family values. You cannot hang that the erosion of these family values on businesses. You cannot hang the irresponsibility or likely or similar irresponsibility of a school authority on the business. The school that was mentioned that children are drinking alcohol. Look, what are the parents doing first? What the school authority, what are they doing to control these issues? In other climes, there are processes where you can even drivers that are engaged in drunk driving. There are processes in Europe and America that we know that the police stop them and test the quantity, the quantum of alcohol in their system. It is all about regulation. We cannot hang the failure of regulation. We cannot hang the failure of the family values. We cannot hang it on businesses. That is just the matter of it. It is less of business. It is less of profit making. Now, are we saying these almost 500,000 persons that will lose their job, they are less of Nigerians? Are we saying that the households that we also suffer the consequences of this decision, are we saying they are less of Nigerians? For them, is it about profit? For them, is it just about salary? For most of them, it's about survival. So regulation, and we insist, regulation can play a very strong role. You mentioned issue of narcotics. Narcotics not being sold on the street of our city. It's all about regulation.
Okay.
Regulators must play its part in regulating that industry so that the excesses of consumers can be controlled.
All right. Well, let's start to yeah. Please hold the thought while I put a listener on. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
My name is Joy.
All right, very quickly, Joy. Good morning.
I disagree with your resource person, Jefferson. I disagree with the agency for the reasons for them saying that we shouldn't have this available. This small sachet and smaller milliliter of alcoholic drinks. See, before now, in Lagos State, they have banned this sachet, production of this alcohol in Lagos, that I know. What happened? Why did your people still go ahead to still continue producing this? What we're trying to do, every society have a way to curb the issues that befall them. Americans have the way they do theirs. We here, I think we should also devise a way of making our own work for us.
All
now,
right.
This sachet is readily available for people,
all
everybody,
right.
Even the bus conductors and so
okay.
on and so forth. It is easy, it is cheaper. Because you're saying that people are going to lose their job. Do you also see the adverse effect
all right, Joy, time's
of
up.
This readily available alcohol to everybody, anybody?
Time's
I'm not
up, Joy.
About
time's
moral,
up. Thank you, Joy.
It's for parents and all that.
Your time is
just
up.
Saying,
yeah, time is up.
This is actually
Thank
a very
you.
Good policy.
All right. We'll give you, sir, a chance to talk about or respond when we come back from our break. Please stay with us.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Still the Morning Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartels. Last Monday, February 5, to be precise, during a press conference in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, the federal government through NAFDAC, that's the National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, said it has begun the enforcement of a ban on the importation, manufacture, distribution, sale, and use of alcoholic beverages in sachets, PET, or PET bottles, and glass bottles of 200 millimeters and below. Small ones, those bitters and those gin that you can see around. They sell some on the street corner and all that. NAFDAC has also said that the deadline given to manufacturers of the mentioned products to cease the production in sachets and PET bottles elapsed on January 31, so it don't pass until 2024. The Director General of NAFDAC is Professor Mojisola Adeye. This is what she said. Quote, as of January 31, 2024, there is no alcoholic beverage in these categories that are registered or is registered, rather, by NAFDAC. I also want to inform you that the agency has started enforcement actions to enforce the implementation of this policy. The window period given to the manufacturers by NAFDAC to sell off all alcoholic drinks in this category lapsed on January 31, 2024. She also said the agencies commenced nationwide enforcement actions on February 1, 2024 to enforce the implementation of the new policy. She says the situation is not acceptable and the agency views this as flagrant disobedience to Nigeria's laws. NAMDAC views this matter seriously and will engage all statutory means, which may include prosecution, to deal with the matter. Of course, we're giving you some of the reasons NAMDAC talked about, you know, mentioned. They talked about the negative effect of the consumption of these banned pack sizes of alcohol on underage Nigerians, underage people in Nigeria, and commercial vehicle drivers and riders as well, both the drivers and the passengers. Well, our guest this morning, once again, is Wallace Smart Oyerinde. He's the Director General and Chief Executive of the Nigerian Employers Consultative Forum. Just tell us the effect of this policy on business and investment in Nigeria. Thank you once again for your time. Ms. Oyerinde, before we went on the break, a listener called in to ask a question. She said the ban has been in place in Lagos State. I'm not aware of that for some time now, and your members may not have been obeying that. Is that the case? Do we have you, sir? Okay, the network has played it fast, so we'll try and get back to our guest. Let's just see if we can call him back. 0700-993-993-993. Okay, let's see if we can get back to him. Good morning. Can you hear me, sir?
Good morning. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. So is it true, what the last caller asked or said, that there's been a ban already in Lagos State, but your members may not have been adhering to that?
Well, I'm not very aware of that. I know there was, some time ago, there was an MOU that was signed on this issue of restriction and ban on starchy products. And the position of organized business is, look, you cannot put a gun in somebody's head and ask him to sign an MOU. You know, we believe it was done under duress. And the position that we have canvassed is this. For every society, as I mentioned, you know, we cannot continue to abdicate our responsibilities, especially as regulators, and continue to seek the easy way out. We believe strongly that a policy cannot sustain or survive or solve the challenges of a society on its own. Because every policy must take into consideration its impact on other policies, its impact on other spheres and segments of the society. And that is why we are insisting that, look, rather than outright ban, which is cheap, rather than outright ban, which is the lazy way out. Because if you ban, we have not considered the consequences of the ban. And we cannot close our eyes to say, yeah, we have banned, then let the society deal with the consequences of those bans, because the consequences will not basically affect us. I've mentioned earlier the issue of illicit and illegal smuggling. If this perpetrates and we have proliferation of these same drinks coming from neighboring countries, then how do we deal with it? Will NAFDAC not have created problem for immigration? Those are the issues. If
Mr. Wallace Materelli, should that be the concern of businesses in Nigeria, of the business community, smuggling? You know, should that be your problem?
It is, absolutely it is. And I will explain how this works for you. If the products, or let me just give you an example that you might want to connect with easily. Go to the market today. You will see different shades, hundreds and hundreds of different shades of textiles that people have brought into this country. The direct impact of that is the destruction of the textile industry here. Go to the market, you see different kind of drinks, both regulated and unregulated kind of drinks. coming from neighboring countries, coming from everywhere. What that has done is the incapacitation of the manufacturing sector in this country. So what are we saying?
All right.
It is at the heart. The smuggling is at the heart of the destruction of the manufacturing sector of this country.
Okay, Mr. Wallace Matarede.
Directly affects us is that it's at the heart of our ability to even increase our GDP as a nation.
All right.
It's fundamental to us.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, please stay with me. We have a call on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Bata.
You're welcome. Name and contribution, please.
Good morning to your guest. This is Pastor Ladipo.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Orilegon.
Welcome, Pastor.
In as much as I want to support NAFDAC, I want to ask a question. Cigarettes, does it have any health hazard to human body? So if they are banning sachets because students are taking it to school, which I support, they should go ahead and ban cigarettes too. Cigarettes should be banned completely. Because like your guest said, you don't go do some, come up with policies just to show that you are working out of your own ineptitudeness. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Ladipo. Appreciate your time. Let's go to our next call. We have a caller on our WhatsApp. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
Matthias, good morning. Good morning to the guests on the studio. So, see, when these laws are made, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I'm hearing myself from. So you have to turn off the radio where you are. Ladipo, appreciate your time.
The radio is completely off.
Okay.
Are you okay now?
Yes, please go on. Please go on.
Okay, when these laws are made, right?
Yes, welcome.
There are going to be agencies that will go and about fighting those that are selling these things that have been banned. They'll go and search for people that are selling it. I'm sure that's what they are going to do. That same strength they want to use to do that, why don't they use it to fight the art of doing what is wrong instead of banning it completely? Because according to what your guest is saying, it's going to affect, the economy is already down. And if they want to destroy the country 100%, people are going to lose jobs. So if they want to do anything, let them fight it. It's not to use to go and looking for people that are manufacturing these things, that are doing this. Let the agencies do their work. That is we are suffering concerning this first subsidy of 18. Instead of fighting people that are making noise, that are looting this first subsidy and all those things, and they removed it. And instead of the agencies and all, our government, they are too lazy. Very, very lazy set of people. They don't do their work. Go to highway, the farmer everywhere, they're not repairing anywhere. They put their pay salaries.
All right.
I'm not doing anything.
Thank you very much for your time. We have our next contributor. This is by fire phone. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
All right, please try and speak up. Your name and contribution.
Good morning.
Please. Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Nena.
Nena, welcome.
Honestly, I can't really believe that they are banning these things because people are taking it in the parks and children are taking it. Yeah, there is no good for them to take it. What of the sushi and all those ones that they are taking that we see on the social media? They should have more reasons, better reasons of doing, like the other caller said, what of cigarettes and all? Or they think that these are smaller companies they can just suppress, like Peter Side said on one of his notes or whatever, this thing that you normally play. You go out and suppress other, and then leave those ones that are big, that you can't handle. What if their workers go to the parks, layers with the road workers, union workers, to say these things are not to be brought into your parks, and then walk and stamp on their feet on it, and then probably go to the schools and do better things. So the cigarette companies are too big for them to now ban their production. Nobody is supporting the children and the drivers taking all these things, but the reason for the ban is so. It's nothing to write home about. No,
right.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, so you feel are you a mother?
I am.
Okay, so you feel that you're okay with these products being sold on the street corner at a very affordable amount of money?
If they don't want them sold at the street corners, they can enforce the ban on selling it wherever they want it sold. That's what I'm saying. Nobody is supporting the children or anything. Like somebody saying, if you don't train your children, even the bottle one, okay, what if they now carry the 2-liter bottle and be going to school, have it in their bags, like some of them will now do? They take so many things to school. So what if the school, the parent that they leave home from, and then the school they enter into, nobody searches them? Nobody is supporting it. But that reason they gave for it, no, it shouldn't be. Shouldn't be a reason for that. That's what we are saying. Okay, consider the people, and you know, these people, they can afford these things. The money is in their hands. They can afford them. Right. So you can say, do not carry, those people that are even carrying it are walking around. You ban them from carrying it around so that if somebody is buying a carton for a function or something,
thank you.
Then you know what to do about it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. All right, I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Wallace Mata. I'll hear it very shortly. But according to reports, consumers' low purchasing power, you know, in the midst of a worsening economic situation in the country, has forced the manufacturers to, you know, repackage several consumer products, especially goods, you know, consumer FGMC, fast moving consumer goods, in sachets into smaller quantities. The government, through various laws and through various agencies, ensures the supervision and regulation of businesses in Nigeria. So government is meant to, and I guess I'm talking about regulation. Mr. Rende, this regulation you're talking about, isn't this part of what NAFTAC is doing?
Now, for our listener, you know, it is very important we communicate the reality or the context of this conversation. You know, this context is not about whether you are in support of alcohol or you are not in support of alcohol. Our concern is about the process that has led to the ban and the consequences of that process for us as a nation. Now, the challenge that has not been taken, that has not been considered, and which we have serious issues with, is the need, you know, the need to balance. While I come back to your question, if you reiterate, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
The need for us to balance the health concern that seems to be NAFDAC's main concern now, rather than regulation, balance that health concern with economic imperatives. You cannot upscale one against the other.
But Mr. Wallace Paternity, you're saying that NAFDAC is more concerned with health now. That is not, it is not their role. But that is the role of NAFDAC.
They should regulate.
To ensure food and drugs are regulated, that people don't take expired medicine or bad medicine or medicine that is not approved, that's not been sanctioned.
Well,
that, yeah.
We don't believe.
So health is at the center of what NAFDAC does.
Now, we don't believe that the regulation should create other economic, should further drag the economy down the drain. We don't believe that.
Fine. But you also just said that you have to balance business concerns with health. I disagree with you, sir. Health is more important.
I didn't mention business concern. No, don't get me wrong.
No, you just said it. I heard you, sir. I took a mental note.
Economic.
Well, economic, fine. Economic. Let me just. So are you saying that?
It is very important.
Health is not more. Yeah. Sorry, sir. Are you saying that?
I must insist on that. It is very important you don't misquote. I didn't mention business.
Okay, sorry. The economy.
Economic imperative is very important.
All right. So, sir, having corrected me, sir, are you saying that the health is not more important than any economic need? If the health of the people are at risk, that we must still consider the economy, and then, you know, if take a decision rather than looking at health first, because some will argue that health is more important. No matter how much you want to make, that your life, if it's going to affect you and kill you, staying alive is more important than making money.
Well, which process supports health? You cannot rule out the economy. You cannot rule it out from the health. A thriving economy promotes health. Health also, within the context of this conversation, also promotes a thriving economy.
Mr. Yerinde, you need people to be alive to live in an economy.
Absolutely.
And the 500,000 people who you say are in the value chain, I know they're not immediate, they're not the immediate employees, but in the value chain, they are not as much, and not even half, even one tenth of the number of Nigerians who consume these products whose lives may be at stake. Are their jobs more important than the lives of Nigerians?
You have brought out the contradictions, which is just beautiful. You have brought out the contradictions in this policy.
Tell me.
You are banning the sachet.
Tell me.
Banning the sachet. You are banning the 200 ml sachet, and you are leaving the big bottles. So what exactly are we talking about? You are leaving the big bottles. The big bottles. You are leaving it. And you are focusing on the sachet. And yet we are talking about health issues. What are we talking about?
No, but you have not addressed the question I asked. You said that the government needs to balance health concerns
the
with economic imperatives. But I'm saying that it could be argued that health is greater than an economic imperative. If an economic decision or policy or concern, all right, or consideration will mean a risk to the health of Nigerians, then be gone with that economic concern, because people must be alive. Health, life is more precious than the economy.
Let me answer your question with an example, which we all can connect with. Now, marijuana is a dangerous drug. But we have countries, through regulation and through effective control, have said some level and quantum of marijuana can be used for certain reasons. After you both have gotten this clearance and this clearance and this clearance. So in that context, for you to take marijuana for whatever reason, then you must follow through this process. And those systems, they created structures to ensure compliance. And if peradventure you breach the compliance, you breach the regulation, there are definitive consequences for the individual. And that is how it works. You cannot abdicate the responsibility of monitoring, of restricting assets.
Okay, so sir, that monitoring, that restricting access and that regulation, like you said, you called it regulation in the first half of this discussion, and you said that you cannot hang failure of regulation of businesses. This regulation is what NAFDAC is doing. And in their regulation now that you want them to do, they're telling you, no more alcohol in sachets, easily accessible with just a little amount of money, that pregnant women, mothers, are able to just take it and drink and endanger the life of the unborn child. They are now regulating to tell you no. And you are still asking them to regulate. What other regulation are you looking for, Mr. Yemde? Sir.
So now, we ban it. Look, I banned the sale of the sachet, right? Ban it.
You said they should regulate, and I'm saying that's what they are doing.
No, you cannot regulate and put the economy, the other sector of the economy, you cannot put in jeopardy. I mentioned three issues,
but
you are not emphasizing.
Is it more important than the health of the unborn child? No, sir, you said they should ban bottles. But the fact is that a mother who can just use 200 naira, I don't know how much the sachets, or so, to just buy it and just sip, or the driver who will just buy it and sip, because he says he can't drive without drinking. If he has to spend 5,000 naira, 6,000 naira, 10,000 naira, he may think twice. Make it more difficult to save lives from accidents.
I insist it is regulation. If you put in effective regulation, it will restrict assets, it will restrict assets from the source, and it will restrict the ability of minors to buy these things. Those are the issues. Now we talk about the ban it, we look at the health issues, which is very apt. Very beautiful, and I totally support the context of the health issues. I don't support, and our organization do not support minors taking those drinks. We don't support an adult over 18 have the responsibility to take decisions for him or herself. While we don't support the excessive consumption of alcohol, I don't drink alcohol. But the issue is this: you cannot make a decision, and that is a general principle globally. You cannot make an economic policy or a policy whatsoever that have the consequences of throwing the society, the other part of the economy as a whole, throwing it into jeopardy. I mentioned the issue of illicit importation of those drugs. Who is going to control it if the streets of Lagos, the streets of Nigeria is flooded with smuggled, same product, smuggled from different people? Who is going to control it? Have you thought of the amount, the enforcement, amount of enforcement, or amount that NAFDAC itself we need to put in place?
All right.
Tightening, okay, or to enhance its regulatory capacity to do with those emitting drugs.
Right,
we are not talking about that.
All right, sir. We have to leave it at this point.
Which is a major concern.
We have to leave it at this point. We will follow because your organization is engaging with NAFDAC, so we'll follow to see where that goes.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Wallace Matarinde. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very
you
much.
For options.
Thank you very much.